This podcast is proudly listed at podcastpickle.com.
Welcome to episode 5 of Startup Bizcast. It's June 2007. I'm Steve Mullen. Startup Bizcast features small business advice and education from small business owners and other experts. The podcast's home is www.startupbizcast.com. This will be a short solo episode with no interview. I want to take some time to talk about distributing news releases for your business. And we'll talk about writing news releases on another day, or you can actually check out a link I put in this week's recommended reading. It's on the Startup Bizcast blog. It actually talks about how to write releases. One great way to get your releases out there is online distribution. It accomplishes two goals. You get the word out to potential customers about your business, and you generate links back to your website. Backlinks are treated by search engines kind of like votes. The more you have, the better you rank. They're not the only consideration for search engine optimization, but a good link-building strategy is a good plan. So what is online news release distribution? Well, there are a number of companies that will put your release on their website and distribute it via RSS feeds to other sites looking for content. Some of the companies charge a fee for this service. Others will do it for free and put an ad on your news release in return. I'm going to run down 5 companies that provide this service and give some pros and cons for each. At the end of the episode, I'll let you know which ones I think are best. First up on the hit parade is the granddaddy of all online newswires, PR Newswire. They started out distributing news directly to reporters via the old-fashioned newswires. They're still the best at getting your releases in front of mass numbers of journalists as well. Where PR Newswire falls short is search engine optimization. They'll still get you a number of backlinks, but they really could do better. They do have a package that supposedly optimizes your release, but it costs nearly $700. Standard release distribution starts at about $180, which is still rather pricey. Probably the next biggest online news release distribution company is PR Web. They were the first to really embrace news release optimization. They have essentially 3 pricing levels, $80, $120, and $200, with all 3 levels including some kind of news feed distribution in addition to a link from the PR website. Releases on PR Web are fully optimized for search engines and social media. They include features like links to social bookmarking sites, category listings, and a proprietary trackback system, which is pretty cool. My only irritation with them is that at the $80 and $120 pricing levels, there's a 2-day delay before your release is distributed, so you really have to plan ahead. Another company that does pretty well in the optimization arena is PR Leap. Their pricing is good, and they have one huge advantage, which is a free option, and I recommend taking advantage of that since posting a release is pretty quick and pretty easy. Pricing for releases without ads placed on them is as low as $20. Pricing above that includes feed distribution as well. A relatively new entrant and one worth keeping an eye on is PR Log, quickly making a reputation as a great free option. My experience is that releases posted on their site are always indexed by Google News, which is one of your goals for news release distribution. I've had free PR Log releases actually rank higher in the search engine rankings than the same release placed on a paid service. With every release, PR Log includes social media and bookmarking options. They also give you the option of using short URLs or longer ones that are more optimized. And you can also upload an image to go with your release that will jazz it up a bit. The last of the 5 options I want to talk about is PR News Now. It's another free service. I don't recommend using it unless you're at least slightly skilled with writing HTML, because they don't make it terribly easy to post a release. However, Google does index their releases, and I've noticed that they rank pretty well. The problem I have with PR News Now is it has the appearance of a spam site. There are ads all over the place, so it's a bit of a mixed bag. That's a look at the 5, and I'll put links in the Startup Bizcast blog to all of them so you can check them out for yourself. There are many, many, many other options, but of the 5 I've mentioned, which are the best? Here are the Startup Bizcast best bets for online news release distribution. If you're trying to get the attention of reporters, I recommend PR Newswire. PRN has the reputation among journalists as being a good place to find story leads. For link building, I recommend PR Web. There's simply no comparison. PR Web wins hands down over anybody. Finally, the best free service is PR Log. I've been extremely impressed with the PR Log. They bear watching. They may launch a paid option. I'm hearing some rumors. And if they do, they could possibly challenge PR Web. As I mentioned, there are a number of other options available, some of which I've used, some I haven't. I'd like to hear about your experiences with them. Contact me at info@startupbizcast.com. A much better option is to call our voicemail hotline at 206-984-0860. That's 206-984-0860. If you don't have a paper and pen handy, look for that number on the Startup Bizcast blog. That's a wrap for episode 5 of Startup Bizcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Steve Mullen.